Hey there, it's Jenny. And before we get started on today's podcast, I just want to send a very special invitation to you to join me and niche specialist Jason Wheeler for an exclusive webinar happening on May 21st. We're diving into the Elemental Marketing System. It's the ultimate guide to scaling your consulting, your coaching, or any service-based business pretty effortlessly. During the session that we're going to have, you're going to uncover the secrets of attracting and converting your ideal clients, optimizing your lead generation strategies, and really unlocking the full potential of your marketing efforts. If you're ready to propel your business forward and really get to those amazing heights and sustainable growth, then this is the training for you. Go ahead and reserve your spot today. You can go to growandprofitonline.com/lead-gen-class. Can't wait to see you there. Hello, welcome to the Acquire Podcast. I'm Jenny Wright. I'm your host. I'm a list build and lead generation expert and also a fractional CMO. I love digital marketing, online marketing, whatever you want to call it. And I really want to kind of like get you as jazzed about it as I am, which seems a bit odd, but I've been doing this for over a decade, 12 years actually. And one thing that I never get tired about looking at or looking into or talking about is email marketing. So I'm going to pull back a little bit of the curtain today and get into some marketing tidbits that are going to get your emails opened more often, clicked through more often, and you'd be surprised to find out how many people actually don't sit and optimize this. I recently just found one of my new clients that I just onboarded recently. I just noticed that they had this really cool affiliate marketing campaign. They get people to join their affiliates for their business, but there is no connection between their affiliate marketing and their email marketing provider. Meaning, somebody signs up to be an affiliate of one of her courses, and they get their affiliate link sent to them, which is easy peasy. That software does it. But they're not moving the person over into their email marketing and then sending them a follow-up campaign that would show them exactly how to be a really great affiliate for her courses, and a walkthrough and follow-up emails. And did you get this? And did you join this, you know, the Facebook group just for the affiliates? What a missed opportunity that is. So I put up a poll in LinkedIn, and the poll basically had three questions. Question number one was basically, well, actually just had one question with three possible answers. And it was, what is the biggest hurdle you're facing in elevating your email marketing game? So answer number one was creating lead magnets. Weirdly, the answer was zero. And then number two was adding personalization, and that got about 50%. And then keeping your audience engaged, that also got 50%. I should have added in a fourth option, which is automations, and kind of just mentioned that just now with this whole mention about, you know, not having your affiliates into your email marketing program, which is a huge miss in my book, and something this person should have done. And this client is now correcting that. It was just an oversight, just kind of got missed in when they were building their course out, and being in Thrivecart. Thrivecart sends the email saying, hey, you're now like a, you know, an affiliate. They just didn't have it connected to the email marketing provider. That's being fixed. But one of the things that I am super good at, and either you love it or you hate it, is I find these little things that just, if you fix them, it elevates your email marketing game. It changes the direction of how things go. It adds a couple more percentage points in your open rates, your click-through rates, and things like that. And it's just from practice and experience of seeing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of email lists through my clients of what they could be doing better. You know, they're doing really, really well. I mean, I have clients that do email marketing amazingly, and I just love that. But I have this knack for finding these little things. And so I'm going to pass that knowledge on to you. So the first thing that I want to talk about, because that survey kind of was really interesting to me, is I really want to make sure that you're creating segmentation. Imagine you're at a conference, you've signed up to go to a 3-day conference, and it's all about busy moms learning how to juggle a full-time job, a side gig, and being a mom. And somebody comes up to you at that event and starts pitching you on something completely different, has nothing to do with you trying to, you know, juggle being a full-time mom, having a full-time job, and also trying to do your side gig of growing your business. That would make me incensed. Like, that would be like, dude, I am not here for that. I'm here to learn how to juggle this thing in my life, which is already a million times more difficult than it needs to be. And I'm here to learn that, not to learn the thing that you are now pitching me on, whatever that is. And I couldn't think of a really great example as to like what that would be. Things that people do that are just completely weird and people should not do. This is what happens if you don't segment your list. So if you segment your list and you have people coming in who are going to a lead magnet, and that lead magnet is specifically for one thing, they should only receive information on that one thing. You should not then send them emails or information on things that are not pertinent to whatever that lead magnet was, unless it's completely niche adjacent. If somebody signs up for a lead magnet specifically on email marketing, it's most likely that they probably need other help in marketing as well. But I would also ask the question like, hey, you signed up to learn more about email marketing. Would you also be interested in finding hearing more about segmentation and automation? And would you be interested in finding about how to build a profitable course or selling your products instead of one-to-one, one-to-many examples, right? So those people will probably be niche adjacent, but they're not going to be like, hey, you signed up for the lead magnet for email marketing. Let me tell you about my crayon melting art business. Those two things are completely separate. Nobody is going to like that. You're going to get unsubscribes. Now, I'm using really wildly crazy examples to kind of make a point. And so I really want you to look at the segmentation in your email marketing really, really well and make valuable decisions on whether somebody who wants to know about one thing should receive the information about the other, because that feels like common sense. Some people kind of miss it, and that's okay. I'm not judging. It's common sense to me because I've been doing this for so long. I'm learning something every day too. So take a look at how you're segmenting your list. And if you're not even segmenting your list at all, it's okay. Today's a really great way to start and start segmenting it out and creating some really good automations that go with it. The next thing that I kind of want to get into is personalization. So most people think, oh yeah, personalization. I put like, hey, name at the top of the email. If you're selling a program, product, or service, and that person who you are contacting has purchased said program, product, or service, did you know that you can also mention that in an email? Hey, Tam, it was so amazing that you purchased my Summits Made Simple course, insert course name, right? Because that's personalization. That's a personalization token. And then reference other things, right? So when somebody purchases, we have the ability in our email marketing, and especially, if they're purchasing something through ThriveCart and then you're importing them over into ActiveCampaign, you can create this personalization where you can then know what products they've purchased or what pages they've landed on if you're doing it with your website and you have like Monster Insights or Google Analytics. And so you can then reference those things in your email, right? Like I saw that you, and you get this all the time. It happens to you constantly, whether you know it or not. It's those emails of, I saw that you put, Amazon does this to me all the time. I saw that you put such and such in your cart, reminder that you didn't buy it. Or this is a good one. We saw that last month you bought XYZ book, because I buy books a lot. We found another one by, author such and such that we think you'd like. That is awesome. That will make me buy. I have an addiction to books. So Amazon knows this and is very smart at saying, you bought this, you may be interested in this. And you can do the same thing with your email marketing. You can say you bought this, you might be interested in this, or I saw that you grabbed this download, you might be interested in this video series or this training, or I have a masterclass coming up. But the personalization tokens are really good beyond that first name because it shows that you've taken the time to actually get deeper into that segmentation, into knowing who they are and what they've purchased and so on. And that person feels like it's less generic. It's more tailored. We all love that tailored sort of approach. I love that approach. Lululemon sends tailored emails. They know my shopping history and they definitely tailor the emails to go with it. And also it makes me buy stuff because I usually buy gifts through Lululemon. I will buy really cool, stuff from my partner. I rarely buy something for myself, but they know that. And so they're suggesting, you know, hey, grab this new cool thing for your partner. So look at that, especially. I think it's really, really important. Take a look also at things like re-engagement surveys. This is huge in email marketing, and nobody does it consistently or at a level that I think would garner the kind of results that you would want. So re-engagement is sending out a quick survey, tapping your audience directly and asking them what they care about. You know, hey, I've been getting in touch with you about ABC and XYZ. This may not be something that you want, but let me know what it is that you want. Option A, B, and C. Go ahead and click. And this is part of that self-selection that I talk about a lot. Re-engagement through surveys is self-selection on steroids, in my opinion. And you can get a lot of information about your base and a lot of information about your email marketing, and then make decisions based on that. You can see the loopholes and the opportunities and where they're falling out of your email ecosystem. And then you can shore up those holes so that they stay in your email ecosystem, which, because, you know, the longer they're in there, the more likely they are to interact with your content and buy from you. So it's really such a good technique to implement. And you can implement these surveys at different points along the customer journey to make it interesting and valid and provide value. Also, take a look at creating actionable advice. I mean, email should be a two-way conversation, not just us talking to our potential leads without creating a space for them to respond and also implement what we're talking about. So creating actionable advice and two-way conversation is important. So telling them about the different things they can do with the advice that you're telling them. So normally in a week, on a weekly basis, I'll send an email. I send a newsletter, and my newsletter talks about the podcast, which is cool, and other things that I need to talk about. But I'll do the podcast and then I'll give like three or four actionable steps. So even if they don't listen to the podcast, they're getting something actionable, like, hey, podcast is about ABC XYZ. Here's four things that you can implement that would help you to achieve your goal. And it's actionable things, things they can do right away to implement, even if they didn't listen to the podcast. Although, do I hope they will? Yes. But it doesn't always work that way. And that's cool too. And it might actually be the thing, like this, you know, my actionable step is often the thing that pulls people over to the podcast. So why not do it, right? It's really easy to do these kinds of things. And so I really suggest that you take a look at a variety of different ways to improve your email marketing. This goes beyond subject lines. I don't need to harp on subject lines with you. You hear it enough already. You don't need to hear about adding a preview line. If your email marketing provides a preview line, use it. I don't want to play around with those because those are tweaky little things. The interesting things within either the body copy or the changes in terms of segmentation or in the self-selection or even before that and making sure that the segmentation to receive the right content, I think is more important and it has more profound effects. I mean, this can be the difference where somebody either stays in your email marketing ecosystem, doesn't open your emails at all because they're not interesting to them or don't feel aligned, or unsubscribes. So if you can prevent that even a little bit, if you can keep more people on your list for a longer period of time, increase that engagement, show them that you care, show them that you're providing content that feels relevant and understanding to them, you're going to have a better result in the long run. So this is the kind of stuff that I get into on a daily basis with my clients. This is stuff I love to talk about, obviously. And I highly recommend that you take a look at these little things that can make a massive difference. So if you found this helpful, I am so glad. And I would recommend and suggest that you go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. Let me know what you think. Leave me a review. And also tell me what you want to hear about. Lots of ways to get in touch with me. All of those are in the show notes, or you can find me mostly on Instagram or LinkedIn. And as always, this podcast is brought to you by the Oddphonic Podcast Network. I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you all soon. Take care.